The Ebola outbreak in West Africa hits home for many in Philadelphia who have close connections to that region. Reverend Solomon Mui, a leader with the Delaware Valley Liberian Ministers Association, recently lost a mentor and some close childhood friends to the virus.
The family tend to care for the person not knowing that the person had Ebola, and the entire family died of it. And when I heard that, I mean, it was heartbreaking for me.
Such deaths have Mui and many others in Philadelphia moving to curb potential stigma and fears within local immigration communities. And as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, for some, that's meant informally taking preventative steps that go beyond general guidelines when loved ones arrive from Ebola-affected countries.
Every year, when Vofi Jabate's longtime family friend visits Philadelphia, the two immediately meet up. But that didn't happen when Jabate's friend arrived a few weeks ago.
And when he came in town, he called me. He said, "I'm here. I just called in to tell you I'm here, but I won't be able to see you until 21 days.
21 days is the maximum incubation period for symptoms from Ebola to develop. Jabate says at first, it was hard to take his friend's request seriously because he assumed that since he was traveling here, he would be fine. Jabate's friend, Francis Horton, told him to stay away.
Because I want to make sure that I'm all right.
Horton says he truly did not think he'd been exposed to the virus, but he wanted to be extra safe. So for 21 days, he isolated himself. Diana McIntosh, Horton's daughter, was completely on board.
My first plan was, let's see how we can get him in a hotel for 21 days. And my husband shot that down because we just didn't have the money.
McIntosh says Horton stayed at home in his own room that had its own bathroom.
Being concerned that I had children and concern of our health and well-being, we saw this as a necessity.
You're doing it because you are conscious of the need to protect others.
It's not clear how common this self-quarantining is, but at least some new arrivals to the region are doing it. Others are avoiding public gatherings and not touching or embracing others. A prominent Liberian ministers group in Pennsylvania is encouraging recent arrivals from countries with Ebola to take similar steps. Jabate says his attitude changed after watching his friend take these precautions. He also wants to quell any community concerns after a case of Ebola in Texas. Jeff Duchin is chief of the Seattle Health Department's Communicable Disease Program and says despite heightened concern, there's a very low risk this disease will spread in the United States.
The more people understand that this disease does not spread casually or easily, I think the more comfortable they'll feel with their safety, that this isn't really a high-risk situation for the general public.
Duchin stresses that Ebola is mainly transmitted through blood and bodily fluids of someone who's sick, and it can be quickly contained through proper public health protocols. The Centers for Disease Control recommends that people traveling from countries with Ebola monitor their health daily and contact a doctor if symptoms come up. Duchin says there's nothing wrong with self-containment.
If it can be done without hardship, but it does go a little bit beyond what CDC is currently recommending for asymptomatic persons from high-risk areas.
Francis Horton's 21 days are over, and he says he has no regrets. Pulling out a paper, he says he got a lot of writing done during that time.
Prepared this, which is called an appeal for combating, preventing, and eradicating of the killer Ebola virus in Liberia.
Horton says he's focused on trying to generate resources needed to combat this outbreak in West Africa.
Remember, we are our brothers. Keep up.
I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.